you want to be part of this world, Jenny, you need to decide if all this is worth it.
Hey! That is my little step.
Bendels is interested in carrying my line.
Because more people should be like you, Mother.
Eleanor Waldorf is gearing up to take her company public, and I've been courting her for months to let me handle the deal.
Then you should get it.
I will get it. You just help me out a little bit.
Spotted S and Lonely Boy macking in the meatpacking. Opposites do attract, but for how long?
Where is she being? And who am I? That's the secret I'll never tell. You know you love me. XOXO. Gossip Girl.
Long ago, when European royals grew bored with palace balls, they took a page from the peons and added some pageantry. Couture and canapé are just another Saturday night, until you add a mask. But preparing for a ball is an event in itself, which is why queens invented handmaidens.
So the dresses should be delivered, and I'll take the small stuff with me.
Which one's yours?
Oh, no. I'm just helping Blair. But, I mean, you know, we'll see.
Well, here's hoping. We'll put it on Blair's tab.
Oh, no, no, no.
The girls at that party are my best customers. Why not show off my latest wares? Just return it after the ball.
So Connie mentioned something about a custom-made corset, and I hear there are wigs involved.
It's a masquerade. You have to conceal your identity. But I do have something special planned for Nate tonight. It's a game. It's a scavenger hunt. Nate starts the night with a clue, which leads him to a lady-in-waiting, who gives him a clue to the next lady.
Wait, hold on, you have ladies now?
If he finds me before midnight, when the masks come off, he can claim his prize.
And what's that? Oh. Yeah, great.
I just figured that after everything that's happened, or hasn't happened, I should find some way to make it special.
Well, that's really romantic, Blair. Really. Look, if you don't want me to come tonight, I totally understand.
What? No. I want you to come. In fact, I was hoping to be one of my ladies. Did you give Nate the last clue?
Are you sure you want me to?
Tonight's all about starting over. I trust you. And him.
Well, then I will be honored to serve you, my queen.
Well, besides, you're bringing Dan, right?
A ball? Haven't you heard your sister Cinderella?
And let me guess, your wicked stepsister is Blair Waldorf.
Blair may have asked me to do a few things, but I'm happy to help.
And she happens to help you out with an inviting outfit?
It'll all be worth it. Everyone in disguise in this old ballroom. It's going to be amazing. And I'm actually surprised you didn't mention it.
Why? We've only been out twice. It's not like all of a sudden we have to do everything together.
All right, well, I got to go deliver this stuff. Let me know if you need me to pick you up a tux.
What? It's a masked ball. I'm sure she thinks I'd never go to something that pretentious, which shows she knows me well.
I know him. A masked ball. Dan would never want to go to something that pretentious, where he has to wear a mask and a tux.
He likes you. He would wear a tux and a mask and one of my mother's dresses if it meant that he could go out with you. Come on. But are you worried that he already has a date? I mean, he is Dan Humphrey.
Shut up. I don't know. I guess a masked ball is better than a regular party, because then all those kids from school that he hates, you won't even recognize him.
Right. Invite him. I insist.
No, I'm not saying I wouldn't go. If Serena asked me, I wouldn't deprive her of my company.
No, that would be too cruel.
But she hasn't asked me, so.
If you want to go with her, just make it happen. Put yourself out there.
This thing happens in a matter of hours. The window for bold gestures is officially closed. Is that her? No, it's Vanessa.
Vanessa? That's been a while. You gonna answer that?
Of course, why wouldn't I? Hello? Vanessa.
Hi. Yeah, it's me.
So what's up? What's up? How's Ramon?
Do you still have my copy of The Crying of Lot 49?
I don't know.
Well, could you check?
Okay. I haven't talked to you in over a year, and you called asking me about an old book? You know, it could be anywhere.
Try over by the window.
Vanessa!
Surprise!
What? Oh, my God.
How are you?
I can't believe you're here. What are you doing here?
My parents said I could live with my sister and finish high school in the city.
So that means you're...
I'm back for good.
Wow. That is...
awesome, I hope?
Yeah. Totally. Yes, of course. Just unexpected, you know. Unexpectedly awesome.
Go ahead, answer that. I'm starving and I smell waffles.
Rufus!
Vanessa?
Hi!
Serena, hey.
Hey, hey.
Go ahead.
Hey, I was just wondering, are you doing anything tonight?
Tonight? No. No, nothing. Why?
Good, because there's this thing, and you're probably gonna think it's stupid, but...
Try me.
Even cold? These are so good. I've missed Rufus's cooking.
I have.
Who's that?
It's my sister.
You were saying something.
Hey, Blair. What do you want me to do with this stuff?
I'll just leave them over there. That's fine. I left you another list.
Hello? Is anyone there?
I'm sorry. What?
You were asking me something.
No,
No, never mind.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Okay.
Bye. So what are we doing tonight? I think I need a date.
Damn it, Anne. I told you no starch.
Howard, we've been going to the same cleaners for 19 years. Your shirts are exactly how they always are. We both know this isn't about laundry.
I'm sorry, but I need everything to be perfect at Eleanor's party tonight. I can't screw up.
Eleanor knows you're the best person to take her company public. She's going to pick you. Just show up and be yourself.
Look, I'm going to call you from the office. I got to look over the proposal one more time.
Hey, Mom.
Oh, Nate.
Is everything okay with Dad?
Just work stuff. Nothing for you to worry about.
Sure.
God, I love New York. There was only one theater in Woodbury and I'll ever play for family movies. The Pacifier played for like a year.
And they said Vin Diesel couldn't do comedy.
I can't pick. Overwhelmed by choice. Whatever you want.
Yeah, sure, whatever.
You do want to do something, right? I mean, you don't have plans. Ignite out with overprivileged, underparented trust fund rats from your fancy school.
Yeah, the limo's actually waiting back at the loft.
Good, we can egg it. Maybe slash the tires. So is it weird having me back?
No, why would it be weird?
Because you said some things, and I said I left.
Things that you immediately asked me to take back.
Because I was leaving, but now I'm here.
Yeah, and it's been over a year, you know? A lot has happened, actually.
And I look forward to hearing about it tonight. Late show? Angelica? Whatever's playing? Unless it's past five.
All right, I'll get tickets.
Glad to be home, Humphrey.
Glad to have you, Abrams.
So what exactly are you looking for?
Evidence.
Of what? The captain's dislike of starchy shirts? I totally sympathize, the college chase.
Did you ask him about your missing college money?
Yeah, he said he was moving accounts around. It was all back the next day.
So why worry? Serious financial transactions, worrying parents. Welcome to the Upper East Side.
Did you get the AO? But Daniel, I'm shocked. I thought you were strictly an herbal man.
This isn't mine.
Who does this Dan Humphrey think he is? Serena is putting up a strong front, but I can see how hurt she is. We have to help her heal her heart.
But it's pretty late notice. Most of the good ones are already taken.
No more excuses. Serena must have the hottest date ever. If he's got plans, he'll change them. If he's got a girlfriend, he'll dump her. And if he's out of town, he'll charter a G5 and fly home. Make it happen.
Do you like it?
That's outstanding.
Is it a bong, Mother?
Please.
I didn't take you for a stoner.
A hookah, and it is adorable. It's perfect for my Moroccan-themed party.
Why do you have to celebrate your Bendel's deal by turning our penthouse into an opium den?
Why not?
Hey, it's Blair. I'm sorry he
pick up the phone right now, but I'm getting ready for the masked ball. See you tonight, if you recognize me. Which you won't.
Hey, Blair, it's me. I really need to talk to you. It was this thing with my dad, and, you know, I really need to talk to you, so can you call me back? When you can, thanks.
Well, that's all of it. Thank you so much. I don't know what I would have done without you.
That's okay.
Yeah, it's fun. I'm glad. It's all part of your education. And it looks like you're learning. It's a nice bracelet. Vintage, right? The diamonds look real.
Because they sort of are. The man at the store lent it to me.
Why would he do that? Oh, sweetie, you didn't think you were going to be able to come tonight, right?
I thought maybe, yeah.
Jenny, freshmen don't get to go to the masked ball. It's just tradition.
No, I know. It's just that there were 5 dresses.
Oh, you always need backup. I mean, what if I spilled something or a zipper broke?
Yeah, of course. I'll remember that. Have fun tonight.
I will. And don't worry. Your time will come. I promise. Mm-hmm. Now, if you excuse me, I have to get ready.
Do you think that Eleanor Waldorf will find this night in Tangiers enough?
Maybe if you brought a goat. You know, Eleanor always goes all out.
Speaking of going all out.
Yeah, I know. Tell me about it. I think the Waldorf women never met a thing they didn't just love.
You going with Dan?
No, Dan has plans, actually.
Doing what?
The question is, with whom?
Oh, I didn't realize. Well, frankly, I am relieved. You know, at your age, you should be playing the field.
What about at your age? You got a hot date tonight?
No, please. Who would I be dating? You know what? I'm going to go try this on and see if I can find a goat.
Well, he's no Dan, but I guess I'll do.
Hey, Jen, you're not going to believe this, but Vanessa is back in town. So we're going to a movie tonight, and I don't know if you're going to that ball or not, but I was wondering if you wanted to come with. So we're getting tickets online. Call me back.
Why is it that friends of Serena Vanderwoodson have to search for her suitor? Have fables fallen so out of fashion that princesses have to do everything themselves? Call us old school, but sometimes the fairy tale ending requires the knight to get off his ass and saddle up his steed.
Maybe it's never too late for a bold gesture.
Thought you were, shouldn't you be getting ready?
I'm sorry to bother you. It's, do you have a minute?
Yeah, of course. Come in.
Thanks.
Yeah. Maybe it's old. You know, left over from the 90s or something, from some night at Limelight or the Tunnel. Our parents did way worse stuff than we do.
It's not old, and it makes total sense. Like you said, having some money problems.
Have you asked him about it?
Yeah. I just wish, you know, I wish he'd be honest with me. It's like he and my mom, they made some secret pact to act like robots.
Yeah, I don't think that pact is so secret. I think all of our parents signed it.
But I'm not a little kid anymore. He doesn't have to show me out.
Look, if what you think is right, he's probably really scared. Maybe you have to tell him how you feel more than once for him to really hear you, you know? Hey, don't give up, okay? You should probably go. You know, I've got to get ready and stuff.
Yeah, me too. Look, thanks for just, you know, listen.
Fine. Yeah, don't worry about it.
Chuck just wanted to bump, and Blair's phone was turned off, so it really means a lot.
Yeah, anytime, Nate. I'll see you tonight, okay?
All right. I'll see you. Bye.
Hey, anybody home?
Hey, you and Dan going out?
Just to the movies. What about you? A humpy man in a sports coat? I'd normally ask if you had a date, but...
Well, my wife left me.
Yeah. What's up with Allison? Dan says she's still upstate, but I thought that was just for the summer.
So did her husband.
Okay. We'll circle back to that. One issue at a time.
Like, where are my keys?
What do you need keys for? Just use Dan's window. Where is Dan, by the way?
He should be back in a minute.
Hmm.
So, Dan seems happy to see you.
Why wouldn't he be?
Well, if you don't mind me saying so, when you left here, you kind of broke his heart.
I'm back, aren't I? I hated being away from the city. Away from Dan.
You tell Dan this?
No, not yet. But I'm planning on it tonight. Before or after the movie, I'm not sure yet. Yeah, I gotta pick my moment. It's kind of a big deal.
Hmm. Oh, thanks. You know, there's a lot that's changed since you were here.
So Dan says.
But you guys have always been close. You'll figure it out.
Wish me luck.
Me too.
Where are you going, anyway?
Just some party.
With a friend?
I wouldn't exactly call her that. See ya.
Hello?
Hey, where are you?
At your house.
Oh, you're early.
Yeah, I just couldn't wait.
Oh, I tried to get you before you left. I feel terrible.
Because I'm early?
No, because, I totally spaced. I have this American history paper due Monday, so, you know, I'll be writing all night. I'll make it up to you, though. I promise.
Hirogi Zapasoka?
I'll call you tomorrow.
Jenny. Hey.
Hey.
Jenny, what's wrong?
And how is this a favor to me again?
Rufus, look around. When was the last time you had access to the top people in music and art? Introduce yourself, revitalize your flagging career, put that sad little gallery on the cultural radar.
Since when are you the patron saint of former rock stars?
Since when were you a star? No, look, leave if you want to, really. Allison would have a fit if she knew you were accompanying me to this party, even if it was for your benefit.
Actually, I don't care what Allison thinks right now.
Good. Then let me introduce you to our hostess. Eleanor, it is Divine Squint, and it's Mirica.
Oh, Lily, I have no idea you were bringing a date back to my
party. Oh,
this is Rufus Humphrey.
Pleasure. It's not a date.
Look, appetizers.
Yes, please.
Hey.
And Squint.
Something got you on?
Oh, I like your outfit.
Lily.
Bart.
Hello.
Hi.
I'd like you to meet Carissa.
Yeah, hi, Carissa.
Hi.
Hi, Rufus.
Hi, Rufus.
Hi.
Well, so good to see you.
Great to see you.
Enjoy.
You too. Nick.
You and Bart Bass? Suddenly it all makes sense. You brought me here to make him jealous.
Don't be ridiculous.
I mean, it's flattering, I guess, but couldn't have done a little better.
Well, not on such short notice.
Eleanor,
assalamualaikum.
How are you?
This is fantastic.
God bless you.
So this Blair girl used you as her slave.
No, I was her handmaiden.
Handmaiden is Jane Austen for slave.
She never actually said I'd get to go to the ball, even if I did all of errands.
Uh-uh, don't make excuses for her. You did all that stuff, you deserve to go.
I thought you said that mass balls were totally pretentious.
One woman's opinion.
But if you want to go, no Blair should keep you away.
It's not just Blair. I mean, I don't have a gown.
My friend works in the costume department at BAM. We can borrow one. Next.
I don't have an invitation.
Every ballroom has a back door. What else?
If Blair saw me, she'd be furious.
And it's a good thing you'll be wearing a mask.
On the Upper East Side, appearances are often deceiving. From friends to hair color, there's always more than meets the eye.
Look, Tom, this way or that way?
That way. And these things whizzing by here, they're cars. You might want to avoid them. You know what? You'll see better without this.
Oh, that is fun.
Hey, you got a name?
Jack Altman.
All right, Jack Altman. I just stepped out for some air.
Thank you. Wait, let me see.
Okay, look, I know you're completely morally opposed to society events and stuff, but...
We'll deprogram you later. This is ugly. Just go.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you so much.
Yes, they can be deceiving. But most of the time, what you see is what you get.
Hey, have you seen that girl I was with? When I grabbed her bag, I got her house keys too.
Find Gaudi and Abe. Getting late and I'm losing heat.
Well, you look ravishing. If I were your man, I wouldn't need clues to find you.
Sort of ravish me, I'm sure.
Who is that?
Probably some bitch from Chapin.
A hot bitch from Chapin.
Forget her. Go get Nate. Point him in the right direction.
First things first. Well, hello, Angel. You must be my lucky knife. And with taste to boot.
Apparently not. I'm talking to you.
Beautiful and mean. I've got chills. Care to dance with the poor devil?
Why don't we just skip all that and get somewhere quiet to talk?
I'll get the champagne.
Find me in five.
Taking a company public is an enormous responsibility. There's nothing more valuable than making a good first impression. You taught me that, Eleanor.
Captain, you know that I adore you, but you've never done fashion before. I have been talking to Calvin's people, and I have to say, the presentation is very impressive.
Enough business talk, Howard. You're boring her. Mm-hmm. Eleanor, I've been thinking, when Nate and Blair get engaged, she should have my great-grandmother's ring.
The one that Cornelius Vanderbilt gave her.
You still spying on him?
I'm not spying. I'm just keeping track of his whereabouts.
Well, so long as you're watching, he's winning. If you really want to make a man jealous, there's only one thing to do.
Rufus, I invited you here for many reasons, but knowledge of romance is not...
Give him 20 minutes.
I need a drink.
So every time we see their yacht now, we just pull out our air horns and let them rip. I say, it is almost enough to make you never want a summer in Newport again.
Wow, that sounds awful.
It is. Pretty bad.
Yeah. If you'll excuse me, I think I'm gonna go.
Change partners? Thanks.
Dan, what are you doing here?
I'm saving you.
I don't need to be saved.
Really? Because I can see your eyes rolling back of your head from across the room.
Dan.
Blair's in his over. She said it's getting late and you're taking too long.
Your lady-in-waiting is closer than you think. Her headdress is feathers of black and pink. It's her.
Me.
What? I'm sorry.
Just find Serena. She'll lead you to Blair.
Serena, right.
Let's play a game.
I'd say strip poker, but I don't have my cards.
How about hide and seek? You hide, I'll seek.
And how will you find me? I don't have any breadcrumbs.
Well, you can leave me a trail. You're close.
I have truly died and gone to heaven. I ran across the city. I rented a tuxedo. I stole this mask from some drunken kid only to look like Robin. I conned my way in here all to see you. I care.
Well, you didn't seem to care this morning when you were with another girl and lied about it.
What? Whoa. I did.
Yeah.
I did, but I can explain that.
Go ahead. Give your best shot.
I was with my friend Vanessa. We're very close, and she moved away to Vermont last year, and now she's back.
Okay, so why'd you lie and say it was Jenny?
Because I'm an idiot. I don't know why. But Vanessa and I, our relationship is a little complicated. Or it was before I met you. And honestly, I didn't want anything to get in the way of you inviting me to this stupid party.
Well, I was gonna invite you.
Really? So you're not into, Pompous Ass the Fourth?
You say you're not into old friend Vanessa?
That is exactly what I'm saying.
Oh, yes. The other part we love about a masquerade? When the mask finally comes off and the truth is revealed to all.
Excuse me, I just saw the last person I ever expected to see.
Yeah, how can you say no to that?
I'm sorry. Vanessa. Hey. This is a surprise.
Funny, I could say the same thing.
What are you doing here?
I'm writing an American history paper. Wait, that's supposed to be you. When did we start lying to each other?
I merely refrained from sharing the truth, which would have sounded a lot more like a lie than what I told you.
Humphrey.
I didn't understand that either, I admit. But what was I going to say? that I was renting a tuxedo to attend a masked ball without a mask or an invitation to go get a girl who not only has a mask and an invitation, but another date?
At least it's honest.
You hate this world.
So do you. Or so I thought.
What's going on here? Exactly. Did you follow me here to prove that I was lying?
Yes, Dan. That's why I'm here. I stalked you because I am just so obsessed with you. Wait, don't stop there. You're the whole reason I came back to New York. Because I just couldn't stop thinking about you.
All right, I get the point. You can lay off the sarcasm.
How about I lay off the whole evening? Bye.
Wait. Stop. Listen, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I lied about writing a term paper.
You said you love me.
Loved you in the past and a pre-shaving 16-year-old kind of way. You know, I mean, things have changed.
Clearly. Looks like someone's traded up. So that's...
Vanessa, yeah, she's...
beautiful.
I have to go, Heather. I'm sorry.
Feel free to find me.
I found your pants.
So you're getting warmer, which is an achievement considering you're already hot.
Well, you better hope it doesn't get cold.
What is that supposed to mean? Hey, what the hell? Hey, my phone is in my pants. Hey, I'm stuck up here, bitch.
Vanessa! Vanessa, wait, please. Why won't you wait? Oh, because you're not Vanessa. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Case of mistaken identity. Ironically, not involving masks.
Lily. There you are.
I just needed a moment. That what just happened.
The kiss?
Yeah, it made me feel a little...
nostalgic.
Nauseous.
Right. Ouch.
No, I'm kidding. Kind of. I'm sorry, Rufus. I maybe I shouldn't have asked you here.
Right. I'm sorry I kissed you, but I did it because that mercenary in the starched white shirt, he doesn't appreciate everything you have over an attractive 25-year-old mannequin. Because beauty fades. Though yours has done a remarkable job of holding on. And in the long run, it's going to be his loss. And I thought he should know how it feels to lose you. Because trust me, it's not fun.
Lily, may I speak with you for a moment? If you'll excuse us.
Happy to help.
Don't worry about it. Just one in a series of things. I'll pretend it didn't happen tonight.
Is everything okay?
I'm not sure. Dan surprised me by showing up here.
Well, go Dan.
Yeah, except then he threw me for a loop by chasing after some girl named Vanessa.
No, he's Dan's best friend.
Yeah, well, they seem like a little more than that. They've kind of got a history, don't they?
Sure. But, I mean, Dan's never liked a girl like he likes you. Really, I mean, come on, he's at a masked ball. And I think he'd go basically anywhere with you. Except for maybe the ice capades, because that really freaked him out when he was five.
You know, I think I'll go and try to find him. Don't know how I'm going to find anyone. This stupid mask keeps falling over my eyes.
Well, I'd give you mine, but masks come off at midnight and I kind of need my disguise to get out of here.
You know what, you want to trade?
Sure.
Thanks. And here, take this. It's so hot in here and you'll probably be cold outside. Did you have fun tonight?
Was everything I hoped?
Good.
Okay.
Here.
Oh, thanks.
Pretty.
Serena just didn't say anything about me, so I'm trying to do the right thing, but it's killing me. Look, I know we both care about Blair, but maybe the best thing is for me to just tell her the truth. I'm not over you. And I thought I could fight it, but I can't. And if you don't stop me, I'm gonna kiss you.
Nate? Hey, what are you doing? It's almost midnight. You have to find Blair. Look, okay, whatever. Just forget the clues. She's wearing big tall boots and a big old crown. Just go, okay? Hurry!
Serena, have you seen Nate? Hey!
Serena, wait.
I'm so sorry.
Serena!
Little Jenny Humphrey manages to get my pants off and have me not enjoy it. Quite the accomplishment.
Good thing someone else at the party wasn't Fletcher's as you, or he'd still be up on that roof. And no, I don't want to know what you had to do to get that tux. This is me.
My check, I'll see you in the AM.
Uh-uh. No, you didn't find me by midnight. No happily ever after for you.
Blair, I'm sorry.
All I wanted was for us to start over. And you didn't even try.
Somebody's having a good night.
Hello?
Serena, hey, will you please just talk to me? Please. Why did you run away from me?
Hey, what are you talking about? You're the one that ran away.
I don't think so. Blonde hair, yellow dress, black furry thing. There's only one Serena Vanderwissen.
Yeah, no, not tonight.
Let me say, the records, I like you. Only you.
Well, that's good, because I felt the same about you.
Glad that's cleared up.
Hey, you know, I hear the Ice Capades are coming to town.
Cool. If you're there, so am I.
You guys are up late.
We were celebrating.
Eleanor Waldorf has agreed to let your father's firm take her company public.
Congrats. It's great news.
It is. Which is why I was looking for a wine opener, so I could surprise your father with a bottle of Margaux. Which is how I found this. Well, what do you have to say for yourself, Nate?
What?
Well, it isn't mine. And it isn't your father's. So that only leaves one other person in this house. Not together.
Wake up in the morning. Hey, you're still up.
Yeah, I'm not that tired.
Oh, I am. I'm exhausted.
I ended up going to that ball, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
changed. Well, your night's not over. There's someone here to see you.
This is the hardest story that I've ever told.
Pierogies? I come in peace.
Great, because I'm starving. Look.
Save it, Humphrey. You've never done contrite well. Besides, I'm the one who should apologize.
No, really, I am. I should have told you about Serena.
And I should have asked you.
Well, I shouldn't have lied about tonight.
And I shouldn't have run out on you. Look, if we're going to be friends again, we're going to have to figure this stuff out.
You're right. And I've missed having a friend.
I've missed being one. We can start slow with the basics.
Like, do you realize more Ukrainian food?
And you telling me about everything I missed while I was gone? Such as Serena.
Well, she's pretty fantastic, almost as good as this pierogi. Yeah, she's got this crazy mother who's always, like, sparring with me and this best friend who's very hard for me to deal with. The best friend's a boyfriend. Hard for me to deal with. It's all very hard.